Mwangu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopala to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fan. Because when it comes to football, at DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo-Polo cake at AFCON. It's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kandemba, the cheer in your sitting room. It's on for you. Best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every screen, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on SuperSport. Only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today.
Experience history come alive in the 32nd season of Shaka Ilembe. The kingdom is growing, and the empire is rising. As Shaka transforms from king to emperor, it airs every Sunday on Zambezi Magic at 21 hours on DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Channel 3. Don't miss a single moment of this epic African story. Stay connected to DSTV Compact or GoTV Super and download the DSTV and GoTV Stream apps to stream Shaka Ilembe Season 2.
Yes.
What has kept our family looking good for all these years?
Well, my grandchildren, let me ask you.
What has been the feeling green? I'm so confident.
Balloon shows your skin with multivitamin.
Protect you from all the germs and leave you feeling fresh.
What's up with this your family with skincare benefits? Well,
from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The government navigates delicate balance between U.S. and China over Sinometal spill. ZRA is stepping up efforts to decongest border posts. In international news, Congo ex-justice minister sentenced to forced labor for corruption. And in sports, Nigeria forward Asisat Ohuala has joined Saudi Women's Premier League club Al Hilal.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Travis. Government said it is walking a thin line as it navigates the complex web of diplomatic relations with both the United States and China. This follows a statement made last month by the U.S. government, which ordered the immediate withdrawal of all U.S. personnel from Kitwe and nearby areas affected by the Sinometals mine tailings dam spill. UPND Media Director Mark Simoe has described the U.S. Embassy's statement as malicious, suggesting it amounted to an attack on China due to the ongoing rivalry between the two countries. Speaking on the political podcast this morning, Mr. Simoe said Zambia's challenge lies in balancing its bilateral relations with both nations while avoiding being drawn into their geopolitical contest. He emphasized the need for Zambia to tread carefully in order to protect its national interests, given its strong economic ties to both the United States of America and China.
Like I mentioned to you, that government has already done due diligence.
Yeah.
In fact, almost all the embassies would know what is happening in government, except that the statement then was malicious. The challenge that we are confronted with right now is that the statements that you have heard from the U.S. embassy have everything to do with their battle with China. And you come in as a country, as a victim, but you have a decision to make because you have bilateral relations with USA, you have bilateral relations with China. And these bilateral relations must be respected. Where we stand from a political standpoint ourselves, we believe that those statements, like the Sino one you have raised,
yeah,
are there to fight Chinese investment. So we have to make a decision as a country. Is that what we are going to allow?
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, says it is stepping up efforts to decongest border posts by encouraging clearing agents to process goods online. Speaking in Sesheke District, Commissioner General Dingani Panda says there is no need for agents to compete with tourists in queues when goods can be cleared digitally. He added that ZRA has set up free internet cafes at border points and is working to enhance its systems to allow agents to clear goods on their mobile phones. Mr. Banda also revealed that domestic tax services are being extended to the Katima-Mlilo border under the One ZRA approach, which integrates services for taxpayer convenience. Meanwhile, Commissioner of Customs Services, Ernest Singande, said the authority is introducing a single payment point where one receipt will be issued to support non-stop border operations and improved revenue collection. In more news, early land preparation is a crucial step in farming that significantly influences the success of crop cultivation. To this effect, an agriculture expert, Dr. Oliver Kandela-Wulaya, has implored farmers to adequately prepare for the farming season by critically deciding the type of farming activities by choosing on the available enterprise to engage in. Dr. Wulaya has further advised farmers to identify the available markets for their produce so as to enhance productivity.
The farmers should decide on the type of enterprise that they are going to engage in this year. This is very important. It is not just about growing crops anyhow. If it is to do with crops, there are others who may decide to do livestock farming. There are others who decide to do bee farming. There are others who decide to do fish farming and many others. So it is very important this time around, before the onset of the rains, for a farmer to decide what types of crops are they going to grow, and also where is the market. It is very important this time around, you know, to look at all those scenarios, because they are very critical in enhancing production and productivity.
Speaking to Parfum News in Kawe, the agriculture expert has since encouraged farmers to adopt eco-friendly farming practices, such as climate-smart agriculture, as this is critical in dealing with the changes that come as a result of climate change, and that farmers should pay attention to early warning systems.
It is important our farmers to adopt eco-friendly farming practices. We are talking about ecological farming, we referring to as climate smart agriculture or regenerative agriculture. It is very important because we understand the challenges that are coming ahead because of climate variability. The precipitation is usually challenged, you know, with prolonged dry spells and also with flooding. So it is important to, as a matter of cushioning the impact of climate change, farmers should adopt, you know, new technologies that are good and that are able to sustain their farming endeavors. And it is important also for early warning system adherence.
In international news, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, former Justice Minister Constant Mutamba has been sentenced to 3 years of forced labor after being convicted of embezzling $19 million United States dollars earmarked for a prison construction project in the country's north. The Court of Cassation in Kinshasa delivered the ruling on Tuesday under heavy security, with roads around the court barricaded in anticipation of possible unrest. The court found that Mutamba acted with intent to illicitly enrich himself and bypass legal procedures. Mutamba, who resigned in June and had pleaded not guilty, was once a 2023 presidential candidate and campaigned as an anti-corruption advocate. His lawyer, George